Blog Talk Radio.
To the preacher and
the pastor,
and I am Tawanika Manning,
and I'm Dorsey Manning.
And we'd like to welcome y'all to our show today. Today's topic is quite interesting, right, love?
It's very interesting. It's a great topic for today, and can't wait to get right into it.
Yes, we're talking about today, topic, if you're just now tuning in to the preacher and the pastor, our topic today is who is in your house, as my husband likes to say it, who in your house? And so,
who
in your house? And that's important today. This show is going to tackle the issues in your house, be it physical or spiritual. This show will shed much needed light on who and what we are housing on the inside as well as on the outside. This show will definitely help bring freedom to that once was in bondage and captivity. So today we're hoping to be able to open up and shed some light. Ain't that right, Pastor?
Oh, that's right. That's right. Who in your house? Who in your house? Now, I know who in my house. Well, I know who better be in my house.
There
better not be nobody else in my house that I didn't invite in here.
See, and sometimes we go out, and speaking in the spiritual, that we go out and we come in with, you know, different spirits have attached itself to us. And sometimes we have to come against that spirit because you got to be careful where you go, because sometimes when you go, they don't want to let you go. So they hold on to you. They attach themselves to you, and you take it home with you. And then you're trying to figure out, why am I having so much chaos and confusion in my house? So now we gotta focus on that thing of what's in my house? Who is in my house? Because I didn't leave my house like this, and now return, and it's a different situation going on. But today, we're going to talk about both. The pastor's going to give you a little his input on it. I'm going to give you my input on it. We're going to take your input, and we're going to help each other. Help somebody, help the helper. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Again, if you're just now tuning in on the website with us today, we're talking about who is in your house. Let's dive on into it, Pastor.
You know, I got a question for you right now. You said spiritual. You say sometimes you can bring some things into your house and it's spiritual. Or you mean people? You can bring people into your house and you mean spiritual? Because when you said that, I was thinking, I said, okay, well, I know I don't see anybody here but the people that live here. So how can you bring spirits? I'm assuming you're saying spirits from people. How can you bring that in your house?
And when we're talking about the physical, it's physically coming in and going out and coming in and bringing in a spirit, depending on where we are, where we're congregating at and who we're with, some of those spirits can attest themselves to us. Like we know, we can't actually see spirits, but we can definitely feel the effects of a spirit that's operating in our life. So though you, let's say for instance, let's say you have a drink, right? You drink. You see the actual dream, but then you don't see the effects of the dream because now there's a different spirit that's operating in you. So you can go somewhere and it can attach itself to you. Spirits do attach themselves to people. Spirits do house themselves. They have to have a body to house in, to operate in. So you understand that their spirit can attach itself to you. And you go home and you find yourself getting into it with your spouse. So if there's some confusion, but you don't understand where this confusion come from because it wasn't here when I left. So what has attached itself to me for me to come and bring chaos into my home? So that's what I mean by you can leave and things can attach itself to you, and then you have to come against that thing spiritually and go into spiritual warfare to come against what that is that has attached itself to you. Now it's lingering in your home. I always pray that, you know, my prayer is to cleanse out any spirits, anything outside of the Holy Spirit that's operating in my home, let it flee right now. Let it flee from my spirit. Let it flee from my dwelling place. So that's what I mean by that, Pastor.
Well, we definitely can mess up. I'm glad you cleared that up for me, Brandon. We definitely can mess up because we can go outside of our home and we can be perfectly sober. We can be perfectly in our right minds with the intent of doing what we said that we are going to do when we left outside of our home. And then we can go somewhere because we got a good idea. Let me just stop over here and give me a quick drink or two or three or four, however many you decide to get. And now we're thinking and we're feeling a different way than what we were thinking. And here these spirits that have attached themselves to me, and now I want to come home, and now I'm acting in a different type of way. I'm saying things that I normally wouldn't say if I wouldn't have took these drinks. And what I did was, if I was to do that, what I did, I just would be operating in a different spirit than the spirit that I was when I left.
Yes, come out, as we say. Call that thing out and command
right.
It to leave.
Come
we
out.
Have the authority and the power to call
Where
those things out and speak it as it's supposed to be, as though it is. Come out in the name of Jesus,
well,
and
let,
it shall flee.
Let the listeners know that come out. You know, that's something that we say to each other all the time. Come out. Come out.
That's something you say to me all the time. I'm like, ain't nothing in me. You're like, no, come
all
on.
All right.
Something ain't right.
What? I'm going to go ahead and tell you. This is something to tell you. You know, that is something that I say to my wife. Sometimes, you know, we'll be in agreement about some things. And, you know, I might say something, you know, and it really wasn't intended to be taken the way that it's taken. And, sometimes she'll get to talking about, we'll get out there deep. And sometimes I had to tell her, come out of that thing. Come out of there. You come out. Ain't nobody call you. I don't know where that spirit just come from. Come out. But it really,
yeah.
What I be speaking to, I don't necessarily be speaking to her and telling her to come out. But I be speaking to that spirit that have blocked her. Maybe she maybe say something that she didn't mean to say that, but she just be saying something because of a feeling, a thought. She thought that I was thinking a certain way or saying certain things. So I tell her to come out. Not her. I'm telling that spirit. And I'm speaking to that
And it's
spirit.
Just the way you say come out to you. Just, and I'm like, wait a minute. And he's like talking to me. But that spirit, you know, sometimes we don't understand. We can be operating in the spirit that's outside of the Holy Spirit. And, you know, and you guys call that thing out and speak to it. And it, in Jesus' name. And the Bible says that at the mention of his name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. So when he say come out, that thing has to come out. It come on out. And we keep on moving on. If you're just now tuning in right now, to the preaching the pastor show. We're talking about who is in your house. Who is in your house? You said, Pastor, that you know who in your house. But has there ever been a time that you didn't know who was in your house? You showed up home and somebody was in your house that wasn't supposed to be in your house?
Definitely. Definitely. I done showed up one time or two times. I don't remember exactly how many times I done showed up home. And when I left here, it wasn't that many people in my house. Now, the same people was here in my house, but it was a different feeling, or it was something different going on in my house. And that just leads me to question, now, wait a minute. Now, you wasn't acting like that when I left. Where did you go? Who did you see? Who did you talk to?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you saying these type of things to me? And what happened is, we have to be careful of the people or the things that we give attention to. That includes social media. That includes movie or TV shows. That also includes people that will call you or text you to make you feel or to think a certain type of way that can cause you to become out of character than what you were. You have to really be careful about that. So there were definitely times I came home, and there were more people in my house. There were more spirits, and I can hear them. I definitely can hear them because there would be things that would be said, like, wait, they don't sound like you. Where did you hear that from? Where did you get that at? Who told you that? Amen.
Amen. Housing needs, you're basically talking about the person that you left there, they were one way, and then when you came back, they were a different way, and so you're trying to figure out, who is this in my house? Because I know I left my wife here, I know I left my children here, but everybody's operating like something else or someone else, so I need to know who is in my house. Again, if you're just now tuning in, we're talking about who is in your house, what is operating in you, and also we're going to talk about the physical, the natural, who is actually in your house, because who you're living with can also determine how you think, your choices, where you're going. You know, some people become depressed with who they're living with. So we're not just talking about the spiritual aspect of it, but actually, who in your house? What's going on in your house? Are you living with the thief? Are you living with your killer? Are you living with the liar? Are you living with the drunk? Are you the drunk? Are you the liar? Are you the thief? I mean, who is in your house?
Who is in your house? You know, one
that's
time
something
I
think
to,
about.
I have to tell the viewers about a time to where there was somebody that was in my house. Now, the house that I'm talking about my own internal self. My own internal
Amen.
Self. It's easy for me to point out what someone else have said or what someone else is doing or who someone else is talking to. But it's not as easy for us, you know, as people to look at ourselves as, you know what, I may have caused that from the decision that I made. So I'm going to tell about a time here. There was a time to where I liked to go hang out with a few friends. And when I would go hang out with these friends, you know, I wanted to fit in. Now, I was much younger than I am now. I was much younger. I was around about my teenage years. I'm 38 now.
Oh,
so
okay.
From my teenage years, about 20 plus years ago, I used to like to go over and hang out with my friends, and they'd be doing all types of things. One of the things that they were doing when they were smoking cigarettes. Now, I didn't want to smoke any cigarettes, and I didn't like even the smell of it, because I just wanted to hang out with these friends, I wanted to be just like them. I was talking like they was talking. I was acting like they was acting. You know, we would play basketball. We would do these things, and then we would go around the corner, and we would be ducked out, and one of them would pull out a pack of cigarettes. And I'm ducked around the corner with them, so they'll fight, light the cigarette up, and they want to hand me one to light it up. And I don't know what I'm doing, but I want to fit in. I want to fit in. But when I decided to put the cigarette and light it, and then when I took a puff, my body rejected it. I did not want – my body did not want that that smoke in my mouth or in my stomach or my lungs. It didn't want it. But in my mind, I was like, wait a minute. Body, you rejecting. So I'm talking to my body. So since we are talking about who in your house, I'm telling my body to accept the cigarette smoke, because these are my friends, and my friends are doing it, and I want to do it too. And my body just kept on rejecting it. I just made myself, I just forced that cigarette smoke. Even it was choking me. It was choking me to death. And literally, it was
tearing your house down.
Smoke.
Just tearing your house down.
Tearing
That's
my
what
house
doing.
Down.
Tearing your house down. Puff by puff.
In my house.
Smoke in your house.
In
Come on,
body.
Man.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't supposed to be in there. And even my body, I'm trying to fight it. You know, I don't want that smoke in me. And coughing and coughing and coughing and coughing, and I'm make myself smoke.
Amen,
so
amen. Just being real. Yeah, just got to be real about it. Smoked out your own house. Didn't nobody put the smoke there. You smoked out your own house. Who is in your house? A lot of people have to understand we're causing our own self-destruction. And it's something that came into you. Some people say they're sneaking in guilt, bringing in pain, and calling on depression, and cooking with lies, and drinking with confusion. Who is in your house? Did you bring them in? Did you invite these guests in, these unwanted guests? Or were they welcome guests? Did we welcome in, you know, the guilt? Did we welcome in the pain? Did we welcome in the depression? Did we welcome in the lies? Did we welcome in the confusion? Did we welcome in and become that we tried not to be in our own house, looking in the mirror and trying to see for yourself, again, who am I, because of what you have allowed to come into your house, your temple. The Bible says that your body is a temple. And then your home should be your safe haven, but you allow all these different unwanted guests and guests that you invited to come in and to tear up your home, to tear up your house. And my husband, I would say, every house ain't a home. So now you allow that to come in, that you even invited or uninvited guests to come in and tear up your house. We're just now tuning in. We're talking
now,
about
I got a question for you.
Yeah, come on. Come on, Pastor.
Yeah, you know I got a question for you. We got to let the
oh,
listeners.
Oh, let me have it.
Yeah, I got to let the listeners know. You know, since we are on a radio show, we got to let the listeners, you know, in on our house, because you have to know what's going on. Not everything, but I know some things.
Something.
So, man,
okay. All right.
You sound like you're sweating a little bit. I got to ask you a question. Who is in your house? Who have you let in your house that maybe don't belong there? Who's in your house?
Well, I'm gonna be honest. Sometimes I've allowed strife to come in, you know, in my house. And you know, when strife is anger or aggravating anger, and I have to come against that thing because I understand that's a spirit. I've allowed confusion to come in my house. I've allowed that sometimes to operate, that even my husband have to say, what's going on with you today? And I'm like, ain't nothing going on with me. But I've cleaned out my house. And you understand, when cleaning out your house, when you're cleaning out your mind, that is in you, then you got to replace it with something. The Bible says, because when you clean out your house that you clean out, more are going to come in. So then you got to then you got more problems than what you had at first. So for me in my house, I know who's here physically, but spiritually, speaking about my body, sometimes I have to reevaluate and say, hold on, what's going on? What's operating in me? You know, what is in my house? What have I allowed to enter in? What unwanted guests and what guests have I invited? Did I invite confusion? Did I invite pain in? Did I invite strife in? Did I invite these things in, guilt? And now when my husband comes in, he has to deal with these unwanted guests in our house, because not only what that I have allowed to to come in my house, now it's affecting everybody in my house. It's affecting my marriage. It's affecting my children. It's affecting all that's around us. So, yes, I've had that. But I've cleaned up my house. I've cleaned up my house, and I thank you, love, for helping me clean up my house, because sometimes we need others to help us to clean up what's going on in our house, even the things that we have invited in ourselves and those unwanted guests, because I didn't want depression in my house. I didn't want pain in my house. I didn't want guilt in my house. I didn't want confusion in my house. I didn't want lies in my house. I wanted a clean house so I can operate and flow and receive my freedom, because these things will have us being in captivity, have us in bondage within ourselves. So I just want to say thank you, love, for helping me clean up our house, my house.
Amen. Amen. I'm glad to be helpful you there. And you know what? I'm glad you're being truthful. You said to tell the truth. So now I know when we were having any disagreements, see, I thought it was me, and now I realize it wasn't me. You said you had strife and confusion, so I'm glad we're able to clear all this.
Yeah, you are using the gift in that, right? All this time you thought it was you, it was me.
A good opportunity for to go ahead on and clear this up. So, it was some talk that entered into my house. I thought I did something wrong. So
you thought you brought him in. We thank you all for tuning in to the show. If you're just now tuning in to the preacher and the pastor, we're talking about who is in your house, what is operating you, and what's operating around you. We're going to be taking questions from the listeners, whether you're logging on to the actual site itself or if you are actually calling into the line on today and you want to express, or you want to make you have a story that you want to tell about who is in your house or what's actually going on in your house, please press 1. We want to thank you all for tuning in. At this time, we're going to take a little bit of music break, and we're going to come right back to you with more questions and answers here on the Preacher and the Pastor Show. Just hold on. You're so funny. I can't even say that. I'm so good. You're fucking ass. I can't even say that.
Okay. We're going to go back and do it one more time. Everybody, God of mercy. Yeah, yeah.
The Preacher and the Pastor Show. If you're just now tuning in, today's topic is who is in your house, Pastor?
Yes, yes.
Who's in your house? Who's in your house? Who's in your house?
Well, you know what? Let me take a look around right quick, you know, because, you know, I didn't take a look. I don't have to look. Let me take a look around and see if anybody's in my house. Okay, the people are supposed to be here. They in my house. I don't see anybody else.
Nobody's else in your house. Have you ever, let me ask you this, callers, everybody's actually called into the show today right now that's listening. If you have a question or if you want to ask the pastor, the preacher, something regarding who is in your house, please do so by pressing 1 if you want to chime in on the conversation about who is in your house, how to cleanse your house, how you try to get an unwanted guest out, be it physical or spiritual, and you're trying to see what can I do. I don't know, Pastor, if just press 1. I don't know about you, but have you ever had someone to move in and you just wanted them gone and you could not get them out your house? I mean, because sometimes you have people that come in, whether it be family members. We do have someone here, Pastor, before you answer. Caller, last 4 digits of your phone number is 9362. We're going to bring you on right now. Calling you on the Preacher and the Pastor Show. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Who are we speaking with?
Miss Latoya Jones, this is the pastor's classmate, high school classmate. I'm listening
LaToya
to you.
LaToya Jones, how you doing?
Yes,
I'm glad
sir.
You tuned
Good.
In to the show
how
here.
How are you?
Welcome, welcome, Good. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be a part of it. I'm glad I'm joined.
Amen.
Oh, we're glad to have you on the show here, LaToya.
Thank you.
So, LaToya,
you.
I'm going to ask mm-hmm. you a question. I'm going to ask
you. Wait. Let her, let her know what she wants to say first, and then ask her a question.
Let her ask me the question, because I don't really know. You ask me the question.
Okay, now go ahead. We want to make sure.
They'll let me warm up.
Okay, good. All right, love, go ahead.
Okay, LaToya, who mm-hmm. in your house? Who in your house, LaToya?
Well, I had a... guest that I met probably about almost a year ago. And, you know, being a nurse, I'm kind of compassionate and I kind of try to see the good in people. But I think that we are incompatible because we are living two different lives. And I have been praying for this particular person. But it seems like that he doesn't know how, I mean, he has so much that he's internalized. And, you know, I tried to be a help to him, but it seems like I don't know if he's not seeing that or he's just so used to not having someone on his side. And I think it just has came to a point to where I want to detach, you know, from this person. But, I mean, he has a beautiful heart, but, you know, I just don't think that he's the leader, you know, the leader that I'm looking for as being the, you know, male figure and God-fearing man, you know, in my life for me and my kids.
So,
I mean, I'm just, you know, asking your opinion because I know I was just listening to your wife earlier when I joined the call and some of the things that she was saying, you know, has entered into my home and I want those different spirits and stuff out of here, you know. But I'm trying to see if I should be patient or, you know,
okay, so you want to take it, Pastor, you want me to take?
Okay, first, I'll you can help me out with this here, beautiful wife here in a minute here. What I want to say is that if you are in a situation, if you are in a relationship with someone and they're in your home, and I don't know exactly, you know, what was the agreement that you and the mate, that you and he made, but whatever the situation was, I don't know what it is. Sometimes that's what it is. It was according to the situation. How did this person end up in your home? But the first mm-hmm. thing that I do want you to do, the first thing I want you to do is before you make any decisions on what's going to what you want to do or what you want to happen, make sure you go to God first about it. But sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, we would make decisions based off how we feel at mm-hmm. the time. You know,
right.
So before you make a decision off based off how you feel, you know, make sure you know that you are being led by the Holy Spirit. You know, let the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. lead you. And we have to be a master, you know, over our emotions. And not to make decisions
mm-hmm.
based off your emotions first.
Right. Amen. And so if I could just step in for a minute, the thing is, we have to be mm-hmm. sure from the beginning. How did we start this? How did you start this relationship off? Was it something that you entered into? Because before we bring anyone into our physical home and into our physical body and our spiritual body, we should go to God first to make sure things line up. Because what we do is when we bring people in that's not supposed to be in, we bring in confusion. We invite
mm-hmm.
we invite the pain. We invite, you know, the guilt. Because if we offer the person to come in so we can be of help to them, but did we bring them in for something more of a relationship? Because if you're putting a boy in a man's position, then you're going to have a problem. If that person's not equally yoked with you, because you're wanting him to be more than just a guest. You want him to be your husband. You want him to be the head. So right now, we're already operating in confusion, and we know God is not a God of confusion. And anybody that's double-minded, you can't trust them in any of their ways. So we definitely wanted to make sure that we pray about the situation. But I'm just going to speak from the standpoint of when you're operating outside of God's will, you open yourself up for the enemy to operate in your life. So if the person, if you're living a life as husband and wife and with this person, you know what I'm saying, and this is not your husband and you're not his wife, then you're going, you got to really make a decision. So, you know what, let me get in position. Let me ask God for divine positioning so that I can be blessed. Let me ask God to guide me in this so I can get this person out, so I can get what God has for me. Because a lot of times we are blocking what God has for us because we're doing it our own way. And when we do it our own way, it leads us down a long way. Not that we're not going to receive what God has for us, God's promises, but we'll be sometimes delayed and sometimes even denied. So I'm listening to the fact you brought someone in and say, oh, I made them a guest because I want to help them. And I've been that way before. I've allowed people to come in my life to help them because I've always wanted to help people. And find yourself in a relationship that's not for you and it's not healthy for you and your kids. So if you already see that, my advice would be, and this is me speaking as well, my husband gonna say pray about it. We pray about it. If it's something we're supposed to pray before we get into it, because a lot of times we get in things because we want to help, and then we find ourselves caught in it. We don't know how to get out of something that we know we shouldn't have never been in because we see the signs and we see danger. Mm-hmm. And if that person is not walking with God and you're not where you at spiritually and you're trying to get somewhere spiritually, then you have to reevaluate the situation and have that talk and say, this is where I'm at, and ask God to help you how to get out of that situation that's not for you and not what God has for you. Because if God has it for you, he'll work it out for you, and it'll work together for your good. But you already know. You already know. You already know what you need to do.
Yeah, that's
you already
true.
Know what
that's
you need
true.
To do. You
that's
just true. Need to know. You just need to know how to do it and go to God and ask God how to do it. And we are, as prophets, because I'm a prophet, we never really say it on the show, but I'm a prophet, and I'm telling you, you know exactly what you need to do. You're just trying to figure out how to do what you need to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
And all you do is pray, and God will give you direction exactly what to do, that you won't put yourself in harm's way, that you won't have to fight with that person, that you won't have to go through all the extra, the hurt, the pain, and, feeling guilty and shame and all that kind of stuff. God will work that thing out for you. Just trust God in your decision. And when I say your decision is to trust God, that's your decision, is to trust God. That's the decision you need to make, to trust God in it. All right, love, go ahead, baby. I'm sorry.
Toya, I have a question, and the question is about trust. The question is about trust, because if you live with, and when you live with someone, you definitely have to trust them with everything. You have to trust them with your finance. You have to trust them with all things. All things need to trust.
Oh, well, no, we haven't been living together that long, but as far as that, I couldn't trust. I can't trust him because he's immature. He don't. If I put him over the finances, I wouldn't be able to. I can't trust him with that. He's not mature enough for it. Yes, Quisha, you can talk when you get ready to push one.
Okay.
But I mean, I don't know. It's a long story, baby. That's all I can say.
Okay.
But
okay.
No, he's not mature enough as far as that, you know.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, you definitely know what you need to do. Yes. You just have to ask God, trust God, one. Put all your trust in God and just ask God how to do it, because I can tell you right now, God has something for you greater and better. And right now, all you're doing is blocking what God has for you. And so the sooner you trust God to move that situation out, God is going to bring the person that's for you, and you're going to know like you know. And you ain't got to open up your door to help. This person is going to come and be a help to you and for your children. And not just for you in a physical aspect, but your spiritual life, because you need to, your spirit man needs to be fed right now. Your spirit man needs to be fed so you can grow more spiritually and do what God has for you to do in this life. Because God has a lot more for you to do. And you don't have time to be confused and worried about this and worried about that and, concerned about your heart. So I'm praying for your heart on tonight, that God will strengthen your heart, that God will give you the power that you need to press toward the mark that God has set before you in Jesus' name. So we just thank you so much for having the courage to even tell us about what's going on with you, and that you're helping other people that are in the same situation and they don't know what to do, because they put in time. You know, you put in this time that you can't get back, and you don't have time to waste with nobody else.
Right.
It is your season. It's your season to receive all that God has. It's your season for happiness. Your season to be filled with joy. It's your season, not just for you, but for your children. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Toria,
all right. Well,
we
thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
God bless
you.
And tell a friend to tell a friend. Go ahead, love.
Yeah, I have a friend on
the
line.
I don't know. She's somewhere.
Okay. Yeah, we have someone else that's here that wants to chime in to the conversation as well. And, again, make sure you tune in. And if you need further, you know, any other assistance or prayer, please give us a call at 346-719-3349. That's our prayer line. Again, it's 346-719. Okay, 346-719. 3349.
Thank you.
All right, God bless you again. Thank you for tuning in. If you're just now tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor Show, we're talking about who is in your house. We have our next caller. Last four digits of your phone number is 6259. Caller, you're on with the Preaching the Pastor. Who are we speaking with?
I was just chiming in. I'm a friend of LaToya. Are we live?
Yeah, you're live. Okay,
yes,
so you just want to listen in.
Yes.
Who's living in your house? Yeah, we are live. We're live on the air. Who is in your house? And you don't have
who's
to say much.
We're
not gonna mess with you.
look, nobody but Jesus and me.
Amen. Amen. Like you got Jesus.
Me.
You got order in your house then.
I don't live with anyone now, but I have before for 4 years, and it was a rough situation. So I kind of feel where LaToya is coming from because she's a friend of mine. But I don't live with anyone now. That's one of the reasons why I moved on my own. So, yeah, the leadership part plays a role. It really does.
Yes, it really does. And women, if you're out there listening and understanding, because the man is supposed to be the head of the house, and that's what I love about my husband. He understands his position. I understand my position, and I work my position, and he works his position. And I'm not trying to downplay any man or say anything bad or bash any man, but as a man, you have to know your position and to be the head of the house, whether you make the most money or not, but just knowing your position that your wife can come to you and know that you can at least, you know, keep things in order in your home, because I look for my husband for mostly everything, and I go to God about my husband to continue to strengthen him and pour into him all that he needs, because he is the man in God. And I say, God, you made him the man. You made him the head. You made him the head. So, Lord, pour into him all that he needs in order to maintain being the head of this household. So I understand we need men to be the head, and I want to believe that, and this is me saying, I want to believe that every man wants to be the head of his household. They just don't know how to be. And so it is up for us as women as a helpmate to help them and to pray for them, and not to pray just about them, but pray for them, you know, asking God to really help and pour into them and to open their eyes and see what they need to do. And God can do anything. He can change any man, any woman, any situation around just at the blink of an eye. He can just speak to that thing and then it's done. So, again, thank you for just, I know we kind of brought you on. You didn't know you was live, but we are live. May God bless you, continue to keep you and walk with you and speak to you, because you need to hear from God right now. It's the time of listening. You know, to hear from God what God wants you to do in this time,
Amen.
In this season of your life. You definitely need to pray and then just get quiet. Have a moment of time where you just get quiet so you can hear from God. And when you receive these instructions, you need to write them down, because these instructions are going to bless your life. These instructions are going to lead you to what's for you, that's really for you with your name on it. You ain't got to guess, is this for me? Can I have this? It's for you. Your name is on it. All you got to do is go and take it. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. Tell a friend and tell a friend you all. And we're going to, again, if you're just now tuning in, thank you. We didn't get your name. What's your name?
LaQuisha.
All right, LaQuisha. Thank you so
thank
much.
You
and God bless you. Yes, God
bless
you. God bless you. All right. Thank you all for tuning in to the show. If you're just now tuning in, we're talking about who is in your house. And it's something to find out somebody is in your house you don't expect to be in your house. It's something to find out that the thief is in your house, but not only that, you let the thief in. You made the thief your guest. You made the liar your guest. That you was trying to keep out, you have let in yourself. So who is in your house? But the question is, did you let it in? Did you allow that to operate in you? Did you allow that to operate around you like furniture? Amen. Pastor, you still there?
I'm still here. Now listen,
amen.
Listen, preacher. I have a little. I don't know if it's a question or a statement. You know what? I just have a statement.
Okay.
You know, there are sometimes. You know, I was listening to what's her name, LaQuisha. I listened to LaQuisha here, and we're glad that she called in, and you know, even pressed one, and we were able to actually speak to her. You know, she was on live.
Yeah.
But I was just listening there for a second. You know, and she said that she don't live with anyone. You know, there are times to where who we used to live with, we may not be living with them no more, but who we used to live with, their thoughts and their words and their feelings are things that that may be still left around in our mind or in our heart. You know,
come on now, Pastor. Yes.
We can take that on in until, you know, we got a new home.
Our new home.
Situation.
You're right.
We want to make sure we don't bring the old stuff from our old home or from our old situation into our new home and our new situation. We have to make sure that we're conscious of not doing that.
Yes, and the thing is, this pastor is, how do we do that? Though we move to another place and we you know, start over, buy new furniture, you know, we need to wipe this image out of our head, but yet still, that thing is still it's still in us. We're still thinking about it. We still have our mind set on it. How do we free ourselves from that is housed within us? Though we've changed physically locations, though we change everything about us, our hair, everything, but on the inside, we're still living that thing on the inside of us that has become part of us. Now we're housing that thing. How?
Okay, the first thing that you should do is to trust God. You know, trust God. One of the hardest things that you're ever going to do in your life is to let go of what God is telling you to let go. It's going to be one of the hardest things that you're going to do is let go of what God is telling you to let go. And what I mean by that is that things that have happened to you in the past, you didn't ask for these things to happen. These things just happened. Or the person that did these things or said these things to you, you know, they left a mark, especially if it was words. Words have a way of just lingering around in your mind, and they get in your heart, and they just, like I like to say, they infect, they affect, and they affect your whole life. You know, and God is telling you to let these things go, because you need to let these things go, because that place where you have reserved for these unclean thoughts and an unclean spirit, that's the place where God, that's his place. That's his place. He's trying to change your mind. He's trying to change the way you feel by you just getting into the word and just get into the word. That's why he's just trying to change your situation. You just go ahead on and just let that thing go.
Forgive
and let God move on in your house.
My Lord, yes, God. Move on in right now, Lord. We need you to move on in right now in the name of Jesus Christ. A lot of us are hurting. Lord, we need a cleansing on tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the purifying and the sanctifying be done right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And that, oh God, help us all, oh God. Because I know not just those who have said they've dealt with it, but we've dealt with it ourselves before we found each other. We were dealing with that thing. And when we came together, you know, we asked God for a new beginning. And God gave us a new beginning. I mean, all things new, and not just the physical, but the spiritual. All things became new in us as men and women of God. So now, guess what? I can love you how you need to be loved, and you can love me how I need to be loved. I don't even have to ask you to do this or do that. You know exactly how to move when I move. You know exactly what to say, what I need you to say. You know when I'm hurting without me saying I'm hurting, because God has renewed us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Hey, you just got me over here.
Saying.
I'm just about to fly.
You're going to be able to help somebody out with that one.
Yes.
Somebody's gonna get some help.
If
you're just, you say
yes,
your husband,
we thank
your
God.
Your husband know how to love you like you want to be loved, and love you how you need to be loved.
Yes, amazing, amazing. When you allow God to do it, God can do it. You know, we just block ourselves. It took some time for us to get to each other, but when we let go and let God, you know, in us and house in us and be part of us, we were able to see not just in the physical, but in the spiritual. And you can, you know, we ask God for the spirit of discernment to know who these people are and who we're dealing with. That we are not just allowing anybody in and not allowing somebody to sneak in. You know, because things can sneak in, you know, and the reason why I say that, they can sneak in by lying to us. They can sneak in by giving things to us that draws us into them, whether it be money or whatever it is that we're needing at the time. They're sneaking in with their schemes and tacks to get into our house, to get into us, our physical home, and into our spiritual home, which is our spiritual bodies and our mind. So, again, if you're just now tuning in, we're talking about who is in your house, and we're going to move on to our next segment of the show, which is a time with Nana Ford and Willie Earle. They've been married for 62 years. Let's see what they got to say about this topic, who is in your house. Again, if you're just now tuning in to the preacher and the pastor, we're talking about who is in your house. Who is in your house? All right, at this time, it's the time with Nana Ford and Willie Earle Henderson. They've been married for 62.
I like with Nana Ford and Henry, not Henry, Willie Earle. I like when they
Willie Earle.
Come around. They have a lot. They just brighten my day up.
All right, here they go.
See, I'm trying to get the truck started.
You just run this or make my dog on shit. So run this truck from down there, get more dogs in that truck. Just run it back to me. You get all down here and put your hair up and you just come on here.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. How y'all doing out there? Ooh, this man is super serious. What the hell?
Yeah, I'm out here. Hold on now. Hold on.
Well, they said at the top, they said, who is in your house? Who is in your house? I tell you who in my house. Who in your house, Willie? Who is in your house?
If there's not nobody be in my house,
I tell you something. Since I've been married to Willie Earle, ain't nothing but confusion. I hate sometimes, you know, love sometimes, pain sometimes. You know, Willie has really hurt me and stuff like that. And, you know, Willie is messy, keeps up mess. You know, it don't make no sense.
Now,
I want peace in my house. What you say, Willie?
Now, Nanny, now, don't you try to tell nobody I hadn't hurt. Now, ain't nobody hadn't hurt. Just you hurting yourself. Now, I told you don't bring them old cackling women over here from their church over here in my house. I do not want them in my house.
Well, the kid, he's my family. I can bring my family over here. Your house is my house. So you going to tell me I can't bring my family up in this house because you don't like my family? You got a problem.
It ain't I don't like the family. It's just some of them that I just don't like. And the ones that I don't like and the ones you want to bring over here, they want to be all in my refrigerator, sitting all on my couch, and they want to try to talk to me less like this day house. I don't want them over here. Don't bring them people over to my house no more, Nanny.
I ain't worried about you. I'm going to do what I want to do how I want to do it. See, what you need to do is work on your physical house because you got nothing but anger. You're angry. You're upset. You know, you ain't looking all that good these days. You just mad at yourself. You're walking around with all this anger and all this and that, but you want to blame other people because how you living, what's on the inside of you, what's really on the inside of you, what you housing, Willie. Tell the truth and shame the devil. You're sitting up there trying to blame somebody else because you unhappy because you housing unhappiness. You housing strife.
I'm telling the truth.
You know, I ain't worried about it. You need to take yourself to church more often. That's the problem. You don't want to go to church. You only want to go when they got something to give to you.
I ain't going up in that church because them same old folks is up in that church. I can't even get my praise on when I go in the church. I got to sit right there in front of me. I got these big old hats all in front of me, and then they over there talking all that stuff. And no, I seen them over there at the club just 2 nights ago.
Well, you know what, Wendy? You know what? I can't stand your brother, Henry. Yeah, I can't stand Henry. Every time Henry comes over here, he wants something. I can't stand Henry and all his mess and all them women he be messing around with. You know, he always trying to get people to do what he wants them to do because he got a little money. But I can't stand, I don't like when they come over here. That's why I don't open the door when they come. And you always say, who at the door? I ain't nobody at the door. That's why I don't like Henry coming out of the house because they keep up mess. And when Henry come over here, you get to acting different. Yeah, you get to acting like Henry.
Well, look at your sister. You want to talk about my brother?
Where about my sister?
Look at your sister.
Where about my sister? Where about my sister?
Your sister come over here and she want to be all
this
talking.
Oh, no,
all
this
show
over with. That's it. You ain't going to talk about my sister on the way out. That's it. The show over with.
Yeah, we all going to talk about your sister.
Thank you for tuning in to the Preacher and the Pastor Show. If you just have tuned in, we're talking about who is in your house. This is the time when we have the preacher. So at this time, we're going to bring the pastor, man, in our preacher.
Oh, thank you for this opportunity. And I'm going to tell you right now, those two there, Nana Ford and Willie, oh, they know they just have a lot of stuff going on here. We appreciate them being on the show here. We appreciate them being on the show. So let's go ahead on and dive on into this subject here.
Preach.
Who is in your house? Preacher. If you have your Bibles, I would like you to go with me to the book of Galatians 5. We'll read just a couple scriptures here in Galatians 5. Galatians 5, starting here at the verse 1, says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled with the yoke of bondage." So right here, this is Paul here, preaching here. He says, Christ has set us free to live a free life. We have been set free to live a free life. And what he's saying is to take your stand. Never again let anyone put a harness of slavery on you. So what he's saying right here is that Christ have set you free. See, the day that you decided to accept Jesus Christ into your life as your Lord and Savior, that's the day that you decided to be free. See, we are free. See, yesterday we celebrated Resurrection Sunday, you know, not Easter. You know, we have the Easter Bunny and all that, but yesterday was Resurrection Sunday, and we celebrate that because we are giving honor and we're giving thanks to God for the finished works that he's done there on the cross. You know, the day that Jesus Christ went to the cross, that was the day that he took all our sins there to the cross with him. You know, all our sins, all our unforgiveness, all our diseases and diseasement, everything about the world, he overcame it for us. And we have to realize that when he was resurrected, then, you know, we had the opportunity to live in grace. Live in grace, that's the finished works of Jesus Christ. Okay, right here in Galatians 6 here, Galatians 6, it says, "For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love." We need to realize or come to realize that Jesus, he loves you. We need to realize that God, he loves you. God loves you. He sent the Savior to the world for you and died for you, that you will have an opportunity to be able to live freely. You have the opportunity to be able to live freely. The day that you entered into this new covenant was the day that you decided to be free, and we have to stay right there. We have to stay right there. This means being cut off from your old self. It says the circumcised or the uncircumcised. You know, circumcision means to be cut off, or the uncircumcised, you know, cut off. You know, you need to know that when you become cut off from the old person, you know, not to go back. You are free. You're free.
Yeah.
When you are delivered from those old thoughts or those old feelings or those old ways, don't go back.
Yes.
Don't go back.
My God.
Don't go back. Yes. And don't let them slip. Don't let them slip. And I'm going to finish up right here. Right here in the Message Bible, it says, you were running superbly. Who, he said you was running superbly, cut in on you, deflecting you from the true course of your obedience.
Come on,
you are allowing to take your mind off on where it's supposed to be. Who cut in? You were running superbly. See, when you were in Christ and you were in the Word and you were following Christ, who is it that that stopped you? We remember when Peter, when he seen Jesus out there walking on the water, he said, "If it be you, if it be me to come out there." And Jesus Christ said, "Come." And when he said, "Come," then Peter, he started to walk on water too. He started to walk on that water, and he was walking on water because he had his eyes on Christ. But then when he realized what he was doing, he took his eyes off Christ, and he realized, you know, that the storm and the waves, this is unnatural. He's supposed to be doing this. He said he began to sink. He began to sink because he took his eyes off of Christ. So who is it that's cutting you off? Who is it that's stopping you or blocking you? Is it yourself? Or is it someone? Who are you speaking to every day? Who is in your house?
Your house. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We come to you with a heart of thanksgiving. We thank you for the good things that's in our life, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for you are the creator of all things good. And Father, we thank you for your presence right now. For in your presence is the fullness of our joy. And in your presence, we are complete and whole. And in your presence, we have purpose. Because of your presence, we are glad to be here. And Father God, we thank you for your plan that we might have a full life and enjoy it and have it in abundance to overflow it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we ask that you cleanse out our house, oh God. Anything that's not of you, Father God, let it be cut off and gone in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, fill us, oh God, with all that you will have us to receive, oh God. Baptize us right now with the Holy Ghost and with fire. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you for your provisions right now, that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory, and that we may prosper in all areas of our life, even as our soul prospers. Father, we thank you for your protection, that your perfect love casts out all fear, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Father, we thank you for your peace, oh God, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that keeps us calm and secure through adversity, the peace that leads us through all the storms that come into our lives. Father, we thank you for our lives, oh God, and your presence in it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, the young women that we talked to on today, Lord God, we ask, Lord God, that you show up in their life like never before. Lord, touch their life, Lord God. Heal, deliver, set free, bless, protect. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. I thank you for the man of God that you made my husband to be. And Lord, I ask that you pour into him more and more of you, Lord God, and less of himself. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. In Jesus Christ, Holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory, and we all say amen.
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 If you're just now tuning in, we're closing out the topic. Who is in your house? My love, who is in your house? Love is in my house. Peace is in my house. Joy is in my house. The Holy Spirit of the living God is operating through and about my house, flowing from the top to the bottom, from the back to the front, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, I just thank God for you, love. I thank God for you. I really do.
I thank God for you. Thank God for you.
Yeah.
I thank God for you. I want to come
to
agreement with you of who is in my house. And I just want to say that it is the will of God for us to be prosperous in every area of our life. In every area of our life. Not only just in our finance. Prosperous means successful. Not only in our finance, but in spirit, in faith, in forgiveness, in wholeness, in soundness, in righteousness.
Yes.
In every area of our life, it is the will of God.
Yes. Amen. And that's food for thought for this night. Again, if you're just now tuning in, our topic today was who is in your house? Now, we're on Monday through Friday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tune in tomorrow night as we're talking about every goodbye ain't gone. That's
something.
Every goodbye ain't gone.
Every goodbye ain't gone.
Here, goodbye and go. And so tune in tomorrow night. We are the Gospel Public Ministries, and you may see us somewhere in your neighborhood. We do make house calls as well if you need us. If you need prayer, again, you can call us at 346-719-3349. Again, the number is 346-719-3349. And you all take care. God bless you. And, again, thank you for tuning in to the preacher and the pastor.
Pastor.
Good night, you all. Take care. God bless you.
You glad to be free?